I am joined by Nina Covert, who is on the ballot this November for an open seat on the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Nina, how are you doing today?
Thank you, Colin.
All right, so I'm going to start with the obvious question. Why did you want to run for Des Moines County Supervisor?
Well, in all honesty, Colin, I wasn't really looking to run for a political office right now. It's always been something in the back of my mind that I've always wanted to do for many years now, but I just wasn't looking into it right now. I had a couple friends of mine, a couple family members ask me to look into it because they just weren't happy with the way things were being done, and they said, you know, nobody was showing up to their union meetings and everything. So I looked into it, and I thought, well, if, you know, the community is wanting somebody new, and I know I can listen and I can be that strong-headed person in there to get things done for what the community wants, I figured now is as good a time as any.
Tell me, what were some of the things they were unhappy with being done in Des Moines County?
Well, they said that they just felt like they weren't being listened to. They said whenever it came to changes or the needs of the community, that no one was listening or taking it to heart what they needed within the Des Moines County Public Health and within our jail system. You know, things like that, they just don't feel like they're being heard, and things aren't moving forward with the direction that they want to be going.
So are those some of the things you plan to change if elected?
Yes, I want to work as close as possible that I can with the Des Moines County Public Health and our jail system. Anyone in any business within Des Moines County, I am ready to listen to and help with the best that I can.
And so what would be one of your main priorities among those changes if you are elected?
I mainly want to see Des Moines County continue to go in the role of being being safe, being a community that people want to stay in. You know, we have long-term community members that are looking at leaving because of our community not being safe anymore. And I want to help move our community in the direction of being safe again and not hitting the headlines of all of these bad things that are happening. And, you know, I want it to be safe again for our children to be able to walk the streets and we not have to worry so much about the kids. And I just want, you know, back in the day when there was, you know, everybody looking out for the children, and you could, by the time your child got home, your parent already knew what you were doing, what you were up to, who you were with, and it was just, you know, safer back then. And I would like to continue to help our community go in that direction opposed to going the opposite.
So public safety is one of your main priorities.
Yes, public safety is huge.
What are some of the changes you would like to make other than public safety?
Well, I feel like some of the people that are employed by companies that are part of unions, I don't feel like the supervisors are going to enough of those meetings to address those concerns of everybody. You know, not everybody gets to be heard at those union meetings to begin with, and to take the time to stay after the meeting and listen to what they truly want, opposed to just one person speaking for all of them. You know, it's kind of like the telephone system. You know, you hear one thing at the very beginning, and by the time that it's over, it's a completely different story. So I want all of our community members to know that there are people out there working for them, and that I am one of those people, and that I'm going to help them get what they want within reason, as long as it's, you know, something that we're able to change.
So public outreach and involvement of the public in the board's decision making is the goal.
Yes.
You mentioned briefly some issues with the county jail system. What do you believe is the issue there?
Things have changed in the term of the COVID era. Back before COVID, before everything was a little bit different on arrests and everything. You know, our jail system, it still is pretty full. I mean, it's ridiculously full. And it, you know, not only do we need to look at why is it so full, but also within the budget, you know, we're spending, we're spending thousands of dollars sending all of these people out to other jail systems because we can't house them. So, you know, we need to focus on the jail staff and help them out, help them listen to them, and help them out in the ways that they need to be safe in their jobs and be able to house them. You know, it'll cost more money at the very beginning. You know, you're going to see that large amount. But if we had a larger jail, we wouldn't be spending all of those dollars, you know, every month going out to all the other jail systems. And we should be able to save some money going forward in the long run.
So from what I can understand, you believe it's an issue of misplaced spending?
Yes. When it comes to the jail, yes.
So are there any other things you would try to change or improve if elected to the board?
I think right now, this year anyways, we have seen a huge improvement in the roadways, and that is an amazing progress. Up until this year, I always had a problem with the ways that our roads were being handled, and I did want to help get that under control as well. Like I said, this year, though, they have done an amazing progress. I would like to continue to help get that progress, you know, even better.
All right, I guess I'll close here with the big question, and this is your chance to get your piece out there. Why should the people of Des Moines County choose you for the open seat on the Board of Supervisors?
Because I feel that I am that person that anyone can feel comfortable going to and expressing their concerns, and within reason, as long as it's, you know, something that there's multiple concerns about, I'm going to go to bat for them. And, you know, I feel like that's what the community needs. We need a safe environment. We need our officers, our deputies, to feel safe out there on the road so that when, you know, we need to keep them safe to keep us safe. And like I said, you know, I'm going to go to bat for anyone that has issues that is definitely a problem. And I think that's what our community needs. They need somebody that's going to listen to them.
All right. Nina Covert on the ballot this November for an open seat on the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Nina, thank you again for joining me.
Thank you, Colin.